and Riverside Counties. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com.
Please welcome.
I'd like to welcome you all. This is GoCountry 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
It's a good one. So, well, it's not really a good one, actually.
It gets you all up
and moving and ready to go. So, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Marla Geezer with me here.
Good morning.
And it's Saturday morning. It's early. It is 7 o'clock. And for all of you that are out there listening here in Los Angeles, we just want to make sure that everybody understands that we are here. We are live. We are doing this right through the fires.
Right through.
And, you know, for everybody that has been affected, that has been displaced, that has lost a home, you know, this is just such a tragedy. It's something that we have really been hit so hard here in California this year. I mean, it's just been one fire really after another.
Absolutely. It's almost it's nerve-wracking that California just might cut right off and float away or something.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. It's sombering, and it wakes you up, and it reminds you that everybody is vulnerable, and anybody, you know, can have a home burned to the ground, and it can be something that is completely unexpected. One minute you're sitting there, and the next minute that, you know, you're getting evacuated. So for everybody that has been displaced, that has lost a home, we just want to tell you all, you know, how sorry that we are, and we really do, we're thinking of you. You're in our thoughts and prayers, and we, you know, do hope that everybody is safe, and, you know, the most important thing is that you have your family and your loved ones around you, helping you and supporting you. So a couple of things that we thought we'd talk about on Mortgage Mom Radio this morning is insurance, because if you own a home, your fire insurance is a very, very important piece of, you know, the puzzle. You know, it's something that does affect your monthly payment. Sometimes you're trying to find, you know, the cheapest policy that there is to keep that monthly payment down. Not necessarily always the, you know, the best advice. We can talk about deductibles. We're going to talk about a lot of things, fire insurance, because I just think that it goes kind of along with what we're all dealing with today. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's something that is very, very serious. We'll talk a little bit about earthquake insurance as well, because I think a lot of people don't really understand that. And as much as we're here watching these fires happen around us right now, you know, I was in the 94 earthquake. You were in the 94 earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It was a major, major deal. And we haven't had one like that in a really long time. And that is something that I think a lot of people didn't have earthquake insurance and got kind of caught off guard. And, you know, there was, you know, a lot of people lost their homes in that as well. So
both events,
yes,
fire and or earthquake, are something that affects everybody, and insurance is just such a key piece to that. So I think that's a very important thing that we should be talking about today. And we hope that some people call in and ask us questions. If you sell insurance, or if you know, think more things about insurance, call us in this morning. The number is 844-935-3634. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have some questions and some information that we can really help our listeners with.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, that number is 844-935-3634. We've got Manny is on the phones today. We're not going to have any problems this week. So if you guys give us a call, he'll pick you up and put you on hold. You guys can text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. You can ask us your questions that way as well. Just make sure you give us your name. I think I've said this week after week. You're either going to be Juanita, Shane, or Mary if you email us.
If Debbie picks it, I will just go even more random. So
yeah, so you're getting somebody from my family's name if you guys do not give us your name and the city that you are texting us from. But we'd love to see those messages coming on in. We will definitely address them. We will let you know that we are answering your question, and we will respond to your text message as well. So again, you guys are more than welcome to text the word MOM to 474747 and ask us your questions that way. We will read them out loud, and we will answer them for you over the phone. So before we really do get started, though, into insurance. And then, obviously, we'll get into some mortgage stuff as well. And anybody that has any question at all, mortgage or real estate related, please, again, feel free to email us. Feel free to text us. Feel free to call us. Whatever the easiest way for you to get to us is totally fine. You guys go to MortgageMomRadio.com. There is an about/us at the top, and it actually says contact us. You can send us a little message right there as well. So, again, however you feel the most comfortable reaching out, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll answer those questions for you. But we have to get compliance done.
We probably do.
We do. So we're just going to get through it. Let's knock it out really fast.
Go for it.
Okay. So I am Debbie Marcoux, and my NMLS ID number is 237926. And Marla?
Marla, my NMLS is 669357, and we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
There it is. Boom.
Boom.
Geezer, though. She didn't mention Geezer. So it is Marla Geezer.
Yes. Sorry.
But it is spelled different. It's not spelled like when I think geezer, I feel in my head, I see G-E-E-Z-E-R. Like, you know.
Swear. I'm not to laugh on that one, but no.
Swear. That's what I see in my head when
actually,
I hear
that's
it.
That's the spelling that I give to people when I want somebody
like
to not make a mistake. So like
in the way that
with
they
like
pronounce
schools,
it.
With awards and things like that. That's how we tell people.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
But it is G-I-E-S-E-R.
Yeah, yes. Gotcha. All right. All right, good stuff. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about fire insurance. You ready?
I've been ready.
You've been ready. All right, so fire insurance. So some of the things that people don't understand, there's two kinds of homeowners insurance. There's two kinds of insurance, and I think a lot of listeners or consumers, homeowners, future buyers, they get confused when they hear mortgage insurance and when they hear homeowners insurance or hazard insurance. What's another couple words for it? There's so
a
many.
A lot of people call them like, you know, yeah, the
fire, hazard.
Fire and wind.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, yesterday was a fire and wind day.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Yes.
So mortgage insurance is totally different than homeowners insurance or hazard insurance. Mortgage insurance is the insurance that you pay in your mortgage payment because you have less than 20% down or, you know, even... I don't know. It's basically you have less than 20% down payment.
Right.
You're going to pay mortgage insurance. The mortgage insurance is going to protect the lender against default if you don't make a payment.
Correct.
If you go into foreclosure. So that is what mortgage insurance is. Fire insurance or hazard insurance is also, hazard insurance is not just fire, but it's like Marla said, it's fire, it's wind. Earlier this year, I had, we had such high winds, I had a tree fall on my house. That is hazard insurance. That is fire, that is wind. If you have somebody on your property that slips and falls and you know, your homeowner's insurance.
Not pushed, slipped and fell. Fell.
Yes, slipped and fell. Not
there's a
pushed.
Big difference. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different insurance if you push somebody.
Right.
Just
you know,
to clarify to
you
people.
Know when the kids jump off the roof into the pool, but they accidentally don't hit the pool. Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah. But you have actually in your insurance policy, you do have all kinds of hazards. So there's fire, there's wind, there's slip and fall, there's, you know, medical that it can be part of that policy. So you want to make sure that you're getting a policy that is going to cover you for enough. And that is where I think a lot of homeowners don't necessarily, they end up underinsured rather than overinsured. And there's a lot
they're
of
not
things.
Not sufficiently insured.
Not right. Absolutely. You know, we talk every single week about making sure that your monthly payment is affordable, making sure that your expenses are cash flowing. And that is very, very important. You know, that is one of the pieces of insurances, even with your car insurance, that you need to make sure that you are setting up correctly when you're picking the policy that you want. So for example, if you buy a car and you get your car insurance and you know that if there was something to happen, you know, you get in a car accident or somebody hits you in a parking lot or whatever that might be. If you know that $1,000 of a deductible is going to be something that would prohibit you from being able to get the car fixed, then you need to go with a lower deductible. You need to look at what your monthly expenses are and determine how much additional cash do you have on a monthly basis. Can I afford that deductible? So that's number one. You want to make sure that your deductible is in line with what your actual expenses and affordability are. You may need to pay a little bit more on the monthly payment if you cannot afford the, you know, that higher deductible. Now, if you are, you know, bonus and commission and you'll get a big giant check and then you'll get a tiny little check, but you know that you can afford that higher deductible, then maybe it makes sense to go with the higher deductible. So that's, I would say the first thing is that make sure that you're picking the right deductible to keep the insurance you know, where it needs to be.
Right.
You know, yes, it's about affordability, but it's also about affordability. If something happens, you need to be able to fix it. So that's a big deal. Number two is that you want to make sure that you're asking your insurance agent, what happens if I get displaced? So that's another one that I don't think a lot of people think about.
It's a huge question. It's always the what if. What if this happens? What if this happens? You need to know the back end of it because, again, it's going to go back to item number one, your affordability.
Right, absolutely. And so there are insurance policies that will cover, let's say that your home did burn down, or let's say that you are displaced, a tree falls on your house, you know, things of that nature. Some of the policies will cover if you get displaced, you will continue to make your mortgage payment to your mortgage company, but they will actually supplement you to cover rent if you need to move out and go stay somewhere else while you're rebuilding or while you're fixing or whatever that it is that is got you out of your home. So make sure that you're asking that question. And another piece of that puzzle is, what do you need in rent? We all live in California, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside, Orange County, even Ventura County. We don't live in cheap neighborhoods. It doesn't matter if you go to the cheapest neighborhood of every single county that I just mentioned. It's not cheap.
Nope.
It is very, very expensive.
We've talked about this on a show before. The rent prices in 2018 increased significantly county over county over county. So that's something, again, to take into effect and think about with your affordability.
Absolutely. You have to. So you need to make sure that you ask the insurance company, how much am I getting in coverage if I get displaced per month or per day or whatever that dollar amount is that they're going to pay it out? If it's not enough, you may need to increase that piece of the policy to make sure that you're getting enough to supplement the size of your family. You know, you could go rent a one bedroom apartment, but if you have six people in your home, that one bedroom apartment's not going to do it. It's not going to cut it. So make sure that you are getting enough coverage if you get displaced for where you might need to move. If you have a dog, you know, you've got to take a look at all of those things. Do you need to go in a like-for-like property and make sure that you're getting the coverage that would cover that while you're having to continue to maintain that mortgage payment to your lender? I mean, if your home burns down, that doesn't mean that your loan goes away.
Right.
That's why you have insurance.
Your loan
to rebuild.
Didn't burn down.
Right.
It's still being protected over
here. It is, exactly. So that's another big, big piece that I want to make sure that everybody is looking into, because that does make a big difference in whether or not, you know, you're going to be okay. If you've got an insurance company that can pay to temporarily house you while you're still making your mortgage payment, then, you know, you should be able to continue moving forward. I mean, it's still a very sad event and you've lost a lot of things, but you know, we also want to protect ourselves and our finances and our credit and, you know, everything. We don't want to lose. We're already losing enough when we lose a home, right?
Right.
We don't want to lose all of the rest of that as well. So very, very important. So, hey, if you guys are out there and you're listening, we want you to give us a call. We're going to talk about insurance this morning. After insurance, we'll get into some new news articles, and then we are going to do our listing spotlight at the end of the show. And we are going to take questions throughout the entire show. So whether it's insurance related or not, we want you guys to give us a call and ask us your questions. So 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. Marla, tell them how they can text us.
You can text the word MOM, M-O-M, to 474747 or 347. Again, that's the word MOM, M-O-M, forward, backward, to 474744.
That's right.
474747.
Whew. Yeah, 347.
347. I know. No, but then I'm afraid if I say 347s that people are going to start with 3.
Oh, I see. I see where your head goes.
It is still early.
It is. Well, or, you know, what we do have sometimes, too, is that we have people trying to put into the name of where they're texting to the mom, and then they put the 4747.
Right.
And that doesn't work either.
I've had that, too, where people have said, well, how do I text mom?
Right.
Like,
because
what's
it's not
number,
an actual.
What's the number for mom?
Right. Like, it's not an actual number, which is kind of confusing. So the actual phone number that you put in your phone that you're texting the word mom too is the 474747. And we don't mean to laugh about that if you didn't understand. Really, truly, I've actually thought about that myself before. You know, I've heard them say, you know, this right now, the Salvation Army is letting you text people. There's a number, and I'll have to pull it up, but it is in order to donate money towards the victims that have, you know, lost homes in this big event today and yesterday. And
yes.
But, you know, it's just kind of a new thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's not new. It's
newish.
It's newish.
It's newish. And yes, a lot of people don't either understand it or they get it on their phone and they ignore it. A lot of people just completely ignore it. They think it's spam.
Right.
But yes, it is a real thing where you can text the word mom to 474747, and we would love for you to do it today.
Yeah. So make sure that you give us your name and the city that you are texting us from so that we can make sure that we address the conversation to you. We'll actually read your question out loud and answer that for you. Like we said, you guys are more than welcome to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. And we're taking questions all morning long. We'll get you live on air. So please feel free to start ringing the phones. We're going to actually go to a break, I think, in about 3 minutes or so, and then we'll actually start taking phone calls after the break. So make sure you guys give us a call and we'll get you on hold. So back to fire insurance.
Okay.
Let's so get back. Okay, so let's bring it all. Let's all bring it all back in. Okay. We have talked about your deductible and how we need to make sure it's affordable. We've talked about if you get displaced, your displacement cost coverage. So make sure that you are asking those questions. What are some of the other things that you think of, Marla, when we're talking about fire insurance, and what are some of the important things? Not just fire, it's all homeowners. Again, it could be a flood. When we say hazard insurance, your hazard insurance is covering your home for things that are of hazard, a flood, wind, fire.
Well, we should probably clarify, a lot of insurance companies in your fire and wind coverage do not cover flood.
Mm-hmm.
So flood and earthquake could be separate policies and add-ons to your current policy that you need to take into account for. So if you live in an area that is a flood zone or...
Right. If you live in an area that is a flood zone, you are absolutely required to have a separate flood insurance, just like us, all of us in Southern California that are in earthquake zone.
Right.
You know, that's our choice to cover that additional. But your lender will actually make you carry separate flood insurance if you are in a flood zone.
Right.
But when I was saying flood, I was thinking more, and I guess my head was in a different place, but if pipes break and your home floods out, you know, the sinks are overflowing with water, the toilet backs up, and you've got a major flood in your home of water, that is what the hazard insurance is going to cover.
You are very correct. The inside of your walls, if you have your house, those things are what's going to be covered.
And let me just say something, too, because this has actually been a hot topic in my family. So if a pipe breaks in your home, 99% of the time, the insurance company is not going to cover the cost of the actual pipe. You are responsible to get the plumber out there and fix the pipe. Now, what the insurance company will cover is the damage that the break did. So if you're, you know, you need to tear down drywall, put up new drywall, tear out flooring, put in new flooring, the insurance company is typically going to cover the repair, not the actual pipe. Kind of strange. We've been going through this at my mom's house, and it's been, you know, very, very weird what is covered and what is not covered. Mold is another one that is very, very strange. So we're kind of getting off topic a little bit with that. But it's, again, they're not going to cover the actual mold or the remediation of the mold, but they will cover if there is a leak. They won't cover the repair, but for the actual leak, but they'll cover the damage that the leak did.
So if you need to get new carpet or new flooring or new drywall, they'll fix that piece of it and pay for that.
Correct.
But they're not going to actually go into the walls and fix your piping or do the, like you said, the remedy of the mold.
Right, the remediation of the mold. Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's a fancy word early in the morning.
It really is. But that is something that we just went through over there, was that we found out that her toilet was leaking. The toilet was creating water underneath of the tile, and it was coming out, you know, underneath the wood floors. So we got mold from this leaking toilet. And because the adjuster was there with the leak company trying to figure out where this water was coming from, the mold itself was not covered. Pulling the wood out, getting the mold remediated was not covered. We had to fix the toilet, not covered, but putting in brand new floors because the toilet leaked and ruined the floors was covered. So it's like some crazy stuff that, again, homeowners insurance, you want to make sure that you're asking these questions. You want to understand your policy. It's not just about what is the absolute cheapest policy.
Correct.
Make sure you understand what is covered in your, you know, in...
Right.
in
and
what
just,
you have.
And just like anything else that you do, these are, if you don't ask the questions, you're not going to know. And you should have a really good relationship with the person that is doing your insurance, especially if they're protecting everything that your family goes into, house, car, boat, anything.
Right.
You should be making sure that you understand those things that are protecting you and your family.
Absolutely. So we are going to go to a quick break here in just a second. So give us a call if you guys want to ask any questions at all. It's 844-935-3634. We'll get you on hold and pick you up right after the break. And we'll be right back.
Yay.
All right.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Christine Martindale here. Are you a small business owner? You know that clear and straightforward communication is crucial. So when AT&T says one thing and actually means another, it gets really frustrating. For example, AT&T says they have fast internet, but what they really mean is basic internet with slow starting speeds that can't keep up with your business. Spectrum Business internet starting speed is 100 megabits per second, much faster than AT&T. And when AT&T says they have affordable small business rates, they mean that they'll add taxes and charge you more for services you need. But when Spectrum Business says that they have blazing fast internet for just $44.99 a month and voice for just $29.99 a month, they mean it. No hidden fees, no added taxes, and no contracts ever. If you're stuck in an AT&T contract, Spectrum Business will buy you out. Let's get you into a better plan today. Search for Spectrum Business to see what they can do for your small business. Do it today. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Search for Spectrum Business. No contracts ever. Do it right now. That's Spectrum Business.
It's the little things like finding $20 in the wash, woo, jackpot, or knowing where to shop online for all the newest styles and best deals around. Stage.com, of course. Visit Stage.com today for incredible sales, our newest markdowns on clearance, more extended sizes, and even more choices. Plus, check out today's deals online for daily coupons and offers. Fresh styles, big savings, and fun perks every day. Stage.com. Little things mean everything. Offer exclusions apply.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast. Proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 275 Los Angeles AutoZone locations and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone.
Richardson's RV is having a massive inventory reduction sale, and every RV in stock has been drastically reduced. Hurry in to Richardson's RV today before these deals are gone and get the RV of your dreams for less than you've ever imagined.
Your adventure begins at Richardson's RV.
In Riverside, Menifee, Temecula, and now Colton. Richardson'sRV.com.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, welcome back and thank you so much. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. And as always, I've got Marla Geezer on the other microphone.
Is here.
You are here. All right. So we are talking this morning about fire insurance, hazard insurance. We were going to get into earthquake insurance. Unfortunately, it's only an hour show. So we aren't going to be able to get a whole lot deeper into that. We've still got to get to news articles like we do every week. We've got to take some phone calls and answer some text messages. And then we're going to do our listing spotlight because we've got some really, really good ones this week.
We do.
Between Palmdale and all the way to Orange County. So if you guys have been out there looking at homes, stay tuned in for the end of the show because we've got some really, really good ones. Why don't we go ahead and let's jump to a caller. Let's go to Wyatt on line one. All right. Good morning, Wyatt. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Good morning. And you are calling us from Yucaipa?
Yeah. Yep, Yucaipa.
Awesome. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I was just listening to the radio, and I work for Padgett Fire and Flood Restoration.
Fantastic.
So I thought it was one of those topics that really, really interests me. It's unfortunate what happened at your mother's place. That's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough. We're still dealing with it today. And you know, there's been a lot of medical issues from the mold inhalation. I mean, it's just, you know, it's been personal to me that we have had to go through that experience. So I'd love to get your thoughts on, you know, we're trying to help homeowners right now. That, you know, obviously that's what our show is all about. It's all about buying home, purchasing a home, tips, advice, and you know, we find that a lot of people are very underinsured. You know, they get their policy based on cost, and then you know, let's say that their home does burn to the ground, the insurance companies a lot of times are going to value the rebuild of the home, I believe, at a much lower price than what that rebuild is actually going to cost them. And a lot of times it's because a home that was built in 1970 is now going to be a home built in 2019. So why don't you give us your thoughts on that? We'd love to hear it. And thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. So like you were mentioning, it's super, super important that you know what your policy is. Are even policies that do include mold coverage, but typically there's a cap on it, like $5,000 or $10,000. Also, knowing that the work that's going to be done is above your deductible amount, and knowing what your deductible amount is, that's what kind of throws people off and gets them all nervous. They're just not sure what their policy actually entails. When the work and stuff needs to be done. An issue that I see a lot, we've been around since 1970.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that we see is that plumbers are going out. You call your plumber, you have water everywhere, fine, that's normal. You're going to call your plumber, but what the plumbers are doing is that they have some buddies that do restoration. Those restoration contractors are giving those plumbers $1,000, regardless of the size of the job, and that restoration company comes in. It's a referral fee. It's actually against the law. They just busted a bunch of contractors in Riverside for it.
Oh, wow.
So you end up with a contractor that has to make up $1,000. Well, your insurance carrier is not dumb. They have their adjusters out there that are doing this all day, and they're trying to make up for that $1,000 they gave the plumber. Insurance might not cover it, and you, the homeowner, ends up with, well, I'm not going to pay for that. So you, as a homeowner, have to pay for it.
Right.
So it gets a little sketchy, and you just want to make sure that you're using somebody that does know what they're doing. But anyway, I have an Instagram page. It's at Padgett's Restoration,
mm-hmm.
where I do a Q&A every Wednesday about knowing your policy, what happens when I have an issue like this, what should I do, what's the first step. And pretty educational. I know it's not a super sexy topic.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wyatt. Mortgage and real estate's not a super sexy topic either, but we seem to make it fun every week. So
good.
No, I think that's fantastic. And why don't you tell everybody again? You said that was Instagram or Facebook?
Oh, so we have both.
Okay.
Padgett's Fire and Flood Restoration. If you go on Facebook, it's at Trust Padgett's. And if you go on Instagram, it's at Padgett's Restoration. We do a $100 giveaway every month, and we try to make it as fun as possible.
Okay.
Hopefully you don't have to call us.
But. Right. But, well, yeah. But so we're on radio, though, which is hard, and then you're obviously over the phone because you called in. How do you spell it? Why don't you give us a spelling just because it gets all blurry on radio?
Yeah. So Padgett's is P-A-D-G-E-T-T-S, and then Restoration.
Perfect.
And that's the Instagram, and then Trust Padgett, T-R-U-S-T and P-A-D-G-E-T-T-S.
Perfect. Okay. No, that is fantastic. Really appreciate that. It's, you know, when I went through the situation, you know, with my mom's house, we actually made sure that we called our insurance company first. Then we actually got, you know, the...
their preferred vendor.
Exactly. And that way we were making sure that it was getting done the right way. It's just, you know, we're talking insurance policies today, and insurance doesn't necessarily cover everything that you would assume should be when you're a homeowner.
Right.
You know, you really got to read those policies and understand.
You really do.
Yeah. What and you're going to be covered for.
Lead and all that, so.
Yeah. So what does your company do, Wyatt? So do you do the restoration? Like, are you similar to a service master?
Yeah, we're actually a full service restoration company. So we deal with the mitigation services with the emergency.
Got
it. The drying out. We also deal with anything like your contents, such as furniture, your belongings. We can clean those. And then we also do the repairs. We're a full general contractor as well. So instead of having to deal with...
multiple companies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you call out a Servpro service master. They come and do the water mitigation. And then you have to find your own contractor for the repairs.
Correct.
We just handle it all. And we've been dealing with insurance companies and working with them for over almost 50 years now.
Now, nice. So, okay. Now, you said that you were calling from Yucaipa. Where is your business located? Like, what is your area?
Yeah, so we're located in the city of Redlands.
Okay.
We service all the way to Barstow. We service all the way down to Temecula, all the way out to Coachella, Indio, La Quinta, and anywhere east of the 605 freeway.
Okay. So, really, for anybody in L.A., you're east of 605.
Yeah. We just like to be fair to the customer and provide the best service. An hour and a half at most.
Okay. No, that's great. And even if it's something that you can't handle, let's say that we have a listener that needs services like what you provide, can they call you? Do you have other companies or people that you know that you can refer them to with confidence?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, why don't you give everybody your telephone number? I mean, thank you so much for calling in. Really, everybody out there listening, you know, we say it week after week. Give us a call, ask us questions, because it only helps everybody. You know, that's what this show is all about. We're wanting to help others. And if we, you know, could get you on the radio with questions, or like you happen to be able to, you know, jump in this topic and give us great advice, we want everybody to do that. So thank you very, very much, Wyatt. You've been fantastic.
Yes,
what's the number for people to call you if they want to call you and ask you questions?
So the number would be 909-307-2769.
Perfect.
You can call anytime. Message me on social media. I'm actually on the phones after hours. I receive all after hours calls.
Fantastic.
This is my life.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Wyatt, thank you so very much. We really appreciate the call this morning. Why don't you go ahead and like our Facebook page at Mortgage Mom Radio. And we're on Instagram and everything too, but send us a quick note and let us know who you are. Send us a message, and that way we'll keep your information. And when people ask us questions, we can refer them to you for, you know, answers.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll go ahead and do that right now.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great morning.
You too. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. So that was perfect, because, you know, that's what we want. You know, we've said it week after week. I don't think that people understand or they believe us that we're live, but we're here in the studio right now. We're watching Val rearrange our microphones and pick up our, you know, Manny's picking up the phone calls in one studio, and we're, you know, then picking them up here in the live studio. And, you know, we're answering those questions right on the spot. And every single question that somebody has is only going to help the next person. You know, that's what this show is all about. It's about learning. It's about advice. And we want you to call us and give us the opportunity to help you work through whatever it is that you're in. We did get a question from Cam in Corona.
Cam
in Corona. We got a text message from her, Cam. She says, Mom, which I love it that they're calling us Mom. Thank you. All right. So she says, Mom, if you're renting a house and it's in foreclosure, then sold, how long does the renter have to get out if they rent month to month? So that's actually a great question. It's a really good one. And, you know, we saw a lot of this in 08, 09, 2010, where a lot of people were losing homes that they owned. They had renters in the homes. So really the way that it works, when you are renting a home and you are, and the property goes into foreclosure, you still have rights as a tenant. Just because another bank takes over the home doesn't mean they can walk in there, give you keys, and lock you out. You still have rights as a tenant. So the bank still does have to go through the process of giving you your notice that you need to move within that time frame, whatever that notice time frame is. I believe that they have to give at least a 30-day notice, as long as you've been making a payment and could prove that you've been making a payment. I have seen some banks, especially towards the end of kind of the big craziness that we had, where everybody's homes were foreclosing, every house that was for sale was a foreclosure, we started to see banks actually keep tenants in the properties until they sold them, because it was more cost effective for them. It looked better to have people in the home as they were showing the properties. You know, for whatever the reasoning was, I saw that some of the banks were keeping people in homes. Now, whether that's going to happen today or not, where we've got very, very low foreclosure rates, I would guess not. That's probably not going to happen. But you just don't know. Every single bank is going to be different. But the thing that I can tell you is, know the laws. Look up your laws as a tenant. Look up your laws and know what they have to provide to you before you have to move.
Correct. You know, and there's also usually some verbiage or a paragraph or two.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. In your lease agreement. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. But they definitely have to go through the same, that the banks have to go through the exact same steps as a normal person would. You know, just whoever owned the home before and now the bank owns it, they still have to go through the same exact steps and procedures. So if they have to give you a 30 days notice to move and or vacate, then they're going to have to do that. A lot of times banks are actually quite more reasonable than people feel. And if you actually work with that bank, a lot of times they will give you some money to move. You know, they will, they know that they are relocating you and getting you out of a home that you've been living in and paying rent to. Right. So a lot of times, I mean, quite honestly, I can't tell you every single time that they do this, but a lot of times they will actually give cash for keys if you're willing to move so that they can get the home cleaned up and get it remarketed and sold. A lot of times they'll give you some money to get out of there. So work with the bank if that's a situation that you're in. Don't ignore them. Don't run away from it. Actually work with them, talk with them, and you know that's really going to be the best way to go about it.
Absolutely.
So great question, Cam. Thank you so much. If we didn't answer the question, you're looking for more advice, you are always welcome to give us a call. You can reach us at 844-935-3634, and that is Monday through Friday. That always goes to us. If we aren't in, it goes to our call service. We get a text and we call you back, so don't worry about it, anybody at all listening.
Actually, I'm just going to clarify really quick. It's actually 7 days, not just Monday through Friday.
Correct. No, Saturday, Sunday, everything. Yes. Yeah, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm just thinking.
Monday, I was like, ooh, we got Saturday and Sunday off.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're always taking those calls.
It's always available. Call that number anytime, and you're always going to either hear one of our voices or the call service, and then we're going to call you right back.
Absolutely. So for everybody listening to the show, you guys want to give us a call and ask us questions, please feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. Wyatt, that was such a great call earlier today. Thank you so much for doing that.
Paget's Restoration.
Yes, it was great. It was absolutely great. So we also have our listing spotlight that we're going to do at about 7:40. So I know that we've got Wayne Smith with Corona Del Mar Properties. He's calling in and we're going to be talking to him. He has got some amazing listings. One that the seller is willing to carry the financing. That's very difficult to find. He's got another one that's coming up in Santa Ana, not even listed for sale right now. They're doing the restoration on it as we speak, the renovations. So that'll be one that if you are looking in that area for a single family home, it's actually really reasonably priced. So make sure you stay tuned in and listening to the show. He's got another couple as well that are, you know, higher end, right on the water in the Back Bay. You know, those are locations that are really difficult to find. So Wayne's going to be on with us here in about 5-6 minutes. And then we're going to be talking. We've got an article. Do we want to hit the article real quick?
We can hit the article. We can take some calls. I'm ready for whatever you're ready for.
All right, so let's do the single lady article, because I really dug that. I like that. When you found that one, I thought it was really cool, because this is a big deal. We've talked about it over and over again, how, you know, we're starting to hear all these statistics about how the females are really starting to step it up and take more control of the family, household, and finances. There's more single women that are purchasing homes than over single men. You know, we've seen a lot of these statistics that are changing with our, you know, new generation of millennials. So then Marla found this article, which was pretty cool. So read it.
Yes, absolutely. So this is from Mortgage Reports. It's dated November 4th. And the article is titled, "Who's Buying Houses? All the Single Ladies." And I will refrain from singing the song from Beyonce right now. So.
Yeah, please don't.
It's basically saying that in 2018, that single women have actually doubled the amount of the people who are buying houses compared to single men. So they are 18% are single women of all people buying houses right now. And 9% is for single men.
Wow.
So that's huge.
That's a big number. Way to go, ladies. Like, I'm going to start patting myself on the back.
Right.
I hope that we've been a little bit of help in that arena.
Right.
No, absolutely. That's big.
Yeah. And it's just kind of going over that, you know, how much it's increased over the last few years. It's gone over, you know, I think it's increased by 15% year over year, as far as how that's increasing, as far as going to the single. So, I mean, from in 2018 alone, of all the homes that have been bought, 18% of that has been from single women.
Wow. So, hey, single men out there, if you guys are listening, you guys better step it up.
Right.
get it moving. Right now is the time to buy. We get the question all of the time. You know, should we not buy? You know, we're seeing a lot of housing stories about, you know, the sentiment is there that people think that property values are going to drop. What nobody is understanding, we've talked about it week after week, is that if the property value today is $500,000 and the interest rate today is 5% and the property value next year is $400,000 and the interest rate is 6%, your monthly payment is going to be basically the same. So it's not, real estate is not about let's wait for it to drop and now I'm going to get a 15% interest rate. Real estate is about buying it for the long haul. Even if property values did drop, the monthly payment is affordable. And you're going to keep it and you're going to hold it and you're going to stay in it. And the properties will always come back around and go up even further than where they stopped the last time. Now, in my opinion here at Mortgage Mom Radio, we don't believe that we are going to see a massive drop. We are not going to see the bottoms fall out of real estate. That is not what we believe. We have watched this year over year after year. And we've seen, you know, the economy take two dips. I mean, we watched the economy in 94 after that earthquake and what that did to the valley and what that did to the Santa Clarita Valley. And we saw condos as low as $100,000 because of natural disaster. And then we saw everything pick back up again. But every single person that bought a condo for $300,000 that dropped to $100,000 because of that earthquake, they all saw appreciation at the next swing that went far beyond that $300,000.
Right.
So real estate is about the long haul. It's about affordability. It's about your tax deduction. It's about planting your roots and having a place to call home. And boys, come on, step it up. We got to get you there.
Because the single ladies, they're understanding it. They're interpreting this market and they're jumping head first.
That's right. That's right. You know, their biological clocks, maybe they're ticking towards houses instead of babies. I know women are starting to wait a little bit longer these days
to get married
and to have babies. So maybe their biological clocks are saying, you know, get into real estate. Hey, boys, you know, you guys got to follow suit. Let's do this.
Yes.
Get it done. So, hey, give us a call, guys. It's 844-935-3634. We're going to go to a really quick break and we get back. We're going to have Wayne Smith with Corona Del Mar Properties on air to talk about his listing. So we'll be right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
This week, you'll find great deals at Walgreens, like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, 12-ounce ground, just $4.99 with card. Make hair care easy with Garnier 12.5-ounce whole blend shampoo, 2 for $4 with card and coupon. And how about 12 rolls of Scott 1000 bath tissue, now just $5.99 with card. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Macy's Veterans Day sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and get an extra 10 to 20% off. Take 30% off boots and booties at our great coat and boot sale. Save 40 to 80% during the men's event. And save 20 to 65% with our lowest prices of the season on furniture and mattresses. Now through November 11th at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.
Hurry in to the Veterans Day event at Living Spaces, where you'll find amazing deals for the entire home. Through Monday, shop over 150 of the latest living room styles for winding down, over 80 bedrooms for cozying up, and over 90 dining rooms for gathering together. Best of all, it's all in stock, so you can still get it before Thanksgiving. Plus, pay no interest for 2 years on select purchases with your good credit. Only at the Living Spaces Veterans Day event.
Living Spaces.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. Well, welcome back, and thank you so much to listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie, and as always, I got Marla on the other mic.
I'm here still.
And it's been a good show. We've talked a lot about fire insurance. Homeowners insurance, hazard insurance. We had Wyatt call in. That was amazing. Didn't even schedule that at all, but it couldn't have been perfect timing for that to talk about restoration and fire and, you know, water damage and all of those things. If you missed any part of the show at all, we understand people get in their car and then they get out of the car and they may not miss, you know, may not get the whole show. Go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on podcast. You guys can listen to this show. We'll have it up probably Wednesday-ish of next week. We take every show we do live at the station and then we put it up on the podcast at a later date. So you can definitely listen to that. We've got all kinds of shows, hundreds and hundreds of hours at this point, all posted to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever you like to listen to podcasting. You can find the show there. So,
Even easier, you can text the word mom to 474747 and it pops right up there and you just say, listen to podcast.
Well, wait, let's explain that a little bit better though. So they have to text the word mom to the 474747. They're going to get a link that is a link to our download app. our phone app.
Yes.
And then you can actually listen to the podcast right from the phone app.
Correct.
So that is a possibility as well. But definitely if you guys heard something that you are interested in and you want to hear more, you want to listen to this today, what we said earlier in the show, you just missed the whole insurance part, go to the podcast and we'll have this show re-aired again, probably I'd say Tuesday. Wednesday is usually really, really late in the week for us to do that. So it's usually Monday or Tuesday, but it will be there. If you want to listen to last week's episode or any other week episode, we have so many different topics that we cover. That's a great way to do it. But right now we're going to go ahead. We're going to pull up Wayne. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
So, yeah, we're good. So, everybody listening, we didn't introduce you yet. So, this is Wayne Smith with Corona Del Mar Properties. You have got some amazing listings that I talked to you about during the week. So, I was really excited to have you on. We've mentioned it a couple of times to people that to stay tuned into the show so that they don't miss your piece of our segment of our show. So, I want you to kind of talk about some of the properties. I want to start with the seller financing one.
Seller financing, well, I have several brand-new commercial and residential custom homes that are available along the Southern California Coastal Riviera here, Corona Mar, Newport, Newport Coast, Costa Mesa areas, that the sellers will entertain and finance the property for the seller, for the new buyer directly.
That is really cool. Is one of the properties the Goldenrod, the 433 Goldenrod?
433 Goldenrod, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So everybody listening, I actually made a website yesterday. I put it up on our Facebook page, so you guys can check that out if you want to see what he's talking about. So, Wayne, let me understand a little bit better this, because I could tell that this is a brand new home. When I looked at the actual pictures, I was blown away at how gorgeous that property is. Is this a builder that has, is it a community of homes? Is there more than one?
No, he builds about 20 custom homes. He's actually even building a 7-star custom hotel right now.
Wow.
Along the strand down in South Laguna, and he's a really good renowned builder, and he understands that if someone like yourself cannot obtain get financing for someone, no one can. And so a lot of times people make an enormous amount of money, but they can't justify it and they can't qualify, but they can make the payment. The seller will finance it for him.
Wow. That is big. And that is something that, you know, a lot of anybody that is listening or clients that would be interested in being able to find something like that, there's really nowhere for them to go. There's no website that says, hey, here's a list of all of the homes that a seller will entertain the financing. You just have to know somebody to know somebody to be able to get something like that. So I hope that everybody that is out there listening, if you guys have any interest in that at all, Wayne, I've run into this with you quite a few times. You seem to have a lot of sellers that are willing to do that. So Wayne would be an amazing person for you to contact and to give him a call if you're in that kind of a scenario. And that home is just absolutely gorgeous. So anybody that wants to see it, you know, please make sure you guys go to our Facebook page. You'll see that we put the post up there. It's the 433 Goldenrod. Do you know of others too? Does that builder have other ones that you know are coming? If this was not one that might be of interest to someone who calls you, do you have others as well?
I always have an enormous amount of properties coming to market. Debbie, as you know, I've been in the business 32 years, 10 months, and 20 days now. And during this time, I've acquired like thousands of contacts and homeowners that I've assisted. I always have really unique and
you do
properties that are always come in for sale.
Oh no, you absolutely do, because I've had the joy of doing some of the financing on some of those unique properties. So no, absolutely you do. So Wayne, here's another one. You know, and the reason I wanted you on is because I want to talk about properties that a lot of people, they wouldn't know are coming to market. They wouldn't know are available unless they get to the right person. And you really are the right person. So you were telling me also, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday that we talked about a property that you have listed. It is not on our Facebook page because it is not listed for sale yet, but it is coming to market. It is in the middle of Santa Ana, single family home. I mean, that is a very, very desirable location. The price that you told me was, what was that? I mean, it was $550.
It's going to be approximately $550.
I mean, that is reasonable.
Yeah. That's a property right now. That's a really good, love working with first time buyers because they're so appreciative about getting into their first brand new house. This is one where they can pick out their own flooring, the paint, the counters, granite, appliances, because the whole house is going to be redone in about a month from now. And then they can pick it out exactly the way they like it. They can design it and still buy it for about $550,000.
That's
adding 2 baths, 2-car garage, and that's exciting.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely awesome. And again, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is to bring you know, the people, our listeners, to properties that maybe they're not going to find on Redfin or they're not going to find on Zillow. If they don't call you, Wayne, and ask you questions about the property, they're not going to get it. You know, even other real estate agents may not know that that is a property that is coming to market within the next 30 days. So
I get calls from brokers and agents every day about what do I have coming up in different areas, because approximately half of all our sales are off market because of all the contacts we make on a daily basis. You know, I have, like, to give you an example, one of the best school districts in all of Southern California is here in Newport Beach, and there's a school called Anderson Elementary, and it's in Harborview. The beautiful opportunity for somebody to come in and remodel the house and get it the way they like it, and it's priced incredibly great. That one's coming to market.
Wow.
That's a really good opportunity.
Yeah. So there's anybody looking in anywhere in Orange County, call Wayne. Seriously. I mean, and like you said, you've been doing it for 30 years. I mean, that just puts your foot in the middle of that community for so, you know, you're so deep that you know so many. You've sold so many homes. You've worked with so many buyers. You've got this contractor that's working with you as he's building, you know, custom building homes and then turning them over and selling them using offering seller financing. Again, just something that you're not going to get from the normal average, you know, everyday realtor. So, you know, Wayne Smith, Wayne, I do want to talk about one more property that you have, but since everybody is listening and we are live, what is the best number for them to reach you at?
949-300-2215.
Wow, you gave out your cell phone number on live air. That's awesome.
I want to be available to help people.
No, that's awesome, though. So many people don't do that. They don't give out the cell phone number. You're calling and leaving a message. Guys, seriously, write down that number, and he's really good about texting.
it's so hard to get a hold of people anymore.
Yeah, it is. It really is. No, thank you so much. All right, last one I want to talk about is your property that is right on the bay. It's got the waterfront. What was that address?
That's 748 Harbor Island Drive. It's a home that was just completely rebuilt in 2013, 4,000 square feet, 250-foot boat docks, priced at $5.5
million. Yep.
Awesome, beautiful contemporary home. And that's on the website right now. We just went live with that.
Yeah, and that one also I put up on the Facebook page as well, so if anybody wants to see that one, you can. I mean, what I like about that, and we do try to hit things in all different price ranges, in all different areas. You know, our Go Country, the station that we're on, covers Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange, LA, and a lot of Ventura County. So we've got every single price range of home, and every single kind of listener is listening that can buy different things. And so we try to pick out the homes that are unique. And that is one that is not something that comes for sale very often. To get those 50-foot boat docks in Newport Beach right on the bay is not easy. I mean, that is, you know, it's something that you have to watch for if that's where you want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, Wayne, you have been amazing this morning. Again, everybody out there listening, if you guys have any questions at all about the Santa Ana property that's coming to market that's not listed yet, the seller financing of the brand new construction in, that's in Corona Del Mar, right, that property?
The one, the boat docks is in Newport Beach. The custom homes I have are in Newport Beach and Corona Del Mar.
Okay, perfect. So give Wayne a call. It's 949.
Hey, Debbie?
Yeah.
Can I make one quick comment?
Of course.
First of all, I want to reach out with all my sympathy and prayers to all the people that are affected by the Borderline Bar and Grill and everyone in the Woolsey fire. That just, my heart goes out to them. If anyone's been displaced because of their house is burned down, I've got a couple spare bedrooms at my house.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just reaching
That's
out
awesome,
because I need to help. I lost my house to a fire, as you know, many years ago.
Yes.
It's terrible. And second of all, I can't thank you enough, because every time I pass a client off to you to get financing, you are incredible with the ability that you have. And you say what you do, and you do what you say. And so that's really phenomenal. With all the years that I've been in the business, with all the lenders and opportunities I've had to work with people, you've been phenomenal. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Wayne. I really appreciate that. And the fact that you're willing to you know, absolute strangers give out homes in your, you know, bedrooms in your home. I mean, that is just absolutely amazing. Earlier in the show, we were talking about, you know, fire insurance and hazard and wind and you know, flood and all of those things that are really important for people to understand. Because a lot of times, you know, you find yourself in a pickle like this, you don't know, and then you're underinsured. So we spent a good amount of time at the beginning of the show talking about that as well. And you know, Wayne, you're a great guy, and I wouldn't have you on the show if I wasn't, you know, proud to work with you, and if I didn't feel that you offer a service that maybe another agent might, you know, might not offer. So for everybody out there listening, I hope you guys can feel the love in the room. All right. Hey, Wayne, so one more time, give everybody your cell phone number so they can start texting you off the hook right now.
949-300-2215.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Wayne. Thank you
Thank
for calling
you.
In. Appreciate
Debbie, have an awesome
it. Day. You too.
You
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So remember I kept telling you, I'm like, I'm so excited about Wayne calling today because he really had some amazing properties that you could not find if you were trying to Redfin or Zillow or just trying to do it on your own and looking at the different websites.
Right. And it's actually one of the things that we say all the time, that when you are going to be out there, start looking for a home, it's important to have a realtor that knows their community and has the experience and the expertise of their community. And Wayne definitely has that. He encompasses everything that we try to tell our listeners all the time. He understands it. He knows it. And without calling somebody like Wayne, you would never know about a seller.
You wouldn't know about seller financing being available on a brand new construction home in Newport Beach or Corona Del Mar. I mean, that is just something that you can't find. And if you go to the website, I want to say that the price on that home from memory, because I've been trying to make those websites to keep all of our listeners up to date on the ones that we feel are really great deals. But I want to say that the price on that home was about $1.8 million. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but if you are a buyer looking in Newport or Corona Del Mar, that's actually a very reasonable price, being very close to the water and being brand new construction. And now you've got a seller that may be willing to help carry some of that financing. So again, I can't tell everybody, you know, we are trying to give you guys the properties that we find that are something that you need to know about. So you have a really great one, and I know we've got to wrap up the show, but I don't want to miss it. I know you've got a really great deal in Palmdale.
Yes.
You said that, and again, we're trying to reach everywhere that our listeners would be listening. We're going from Orange County all the way to Palmdale. I mean, we're talking about a huge spread of land.
Yes.
But you found one out there that you felt was something that was needed to be talked about.
Absolutely. So there's a home in Palmdale. Its address is 6327 Giovanni Way. There's actually an open house tomorrow, November 11th from 11 to 2. It is a single story ranch style home, over 2,600 square feet on half an acre of flat usable land that has no rear neighbors, just has beautiful views of the valley. This home has also an attached in-law unit with has a full kitchen, bath, and living room with it. And it's attached.
Perfect.
With its own entrance and an entrance to the house.
So perfect when you've got to take in grandma.
Perfect when you have to take in grandma, if you have the older kids that maybe are in college age.
Yeah, and they don't want to be in the middle of the house anymore, right? So what's the price on something like that?
$599
for a half of an acre of land, 2,600 square feet with an attached mother-in-law or parent unit.
RV access, huge lot. This is an entertainer's home. It's open. It's bright. It's beautiful inside. It's definitely a can't-miss property.
Wow. And who is the real estate agent on that
one? The agent is Bobby Higby with Keller Davis, and her contact number is 661-212-3771. And again, she's having an open house tomorrow at the property, 6327 Giovanni Way, from 11 to 2.
And you'll have the you'll have a website of that house up within the next hour and a half. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I believe you've already built it. You just scheduled it for the wrong day.
I scheduled it for 7
p.m. So as we talked to you guys on Saturday morning about different listings, we're trying to make sure that we do at least about one a day. But we're also trying to, if we're going to talk about three or four different homes, all of them go up on the Facebook page all the same day, so you guys can find them over the weekend if you're interested. So she just happened to schedule it for 7:30 p.m. instead of a.m. So she's going to fix that when we make it back to the office. But this has been a fantastic show. Again, our hearts and, you know, prayers go out to everybody who has been displaced, evacuated. Even if, you know, something didn't happen to your home, we understand that that is nerve-wracking. It changes your entire weekend. It changes everything. It's scary. To those who have lost their homes, I mean, our hearts and prayers go out to you. We really do hope that, you know, you guys have family and friends that you can go to and, you know, people to help take you in. If there is anything that Mortgage Mom Radio can do for you, you have any questions at all, we're going to take calls all weekend long. We are more than happy to help anybody at all that is interested in purchasing a home. Anybody that has questions about the insurance, like we talked about earlier in the show, please give us a call. It's 844-935-3600. We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 4131054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB6760898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. Well, it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days. Extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
KKGL HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties.
Everywhere I go.
Also on the iHeartRadio app.
Everywhere.
And streaming at GoCountry105.com. This is Go Country 105.